Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special guest in studio. Somebody who I don't really recognize. It's been so long. It's
my man.
Coach Matt Doherty. My man is in the house. It's been a minute.
It has. You've been, you know, shucking and jiving. I've been shucking and jiving, it's good to be together. And even if TJ's here, I still enjoy. Whoa! Oh, he's back. I thought you went to the restroom.
It's good to have you here, Coach.
Oh, it's fun day.
I want to start with this though. I sort of laid the foundation. We did a little bricklaying here in this last segment, talking about the lack of readiness for people who are looking at maybe going into the military and how, you know, we're short on all this. You're somebody. You were an elite athlete at the highest levels of basketball. You've coached. You've seen. You've got a passion for it. You seem like a guy, as far as I know, that would go crazy if you had to sit in a chair for 18 hours a day. You want to be mobile. You want to be doing stuff. You want to feel life and all that. What are we going to do, and from your coach's perspective and your coaching perspective, for performance with people out there that you work with, what are we going to do to get these young people to understand that you can't sit in front of a laptop or a tablet for 22 hours a day? You got to get out there and move and live life and do all that. I mean, how do we get these kids fit? Fit is a fiddle.
I'd love to have an answer. I don't have an answer. Mm-hmm. I think that, it's a great, great question, and it's an important one because, you know, where we're heading, as I think you're leading us down to the military question,
yes, sir,
is not good. They're being rewarded, and you know, there used to be a peer pressure, like, you know, I don't want to be the mm-hmm. heavy kid,
right?
You know, my brother John. We got fitted for school uniforms at St. Raphael's Grammar School, and you had to go to Lobel's mm-hmm. to get the pants and the tie, and you got the green pants, and if you were seventh or eighth grader, you got gray pants.
Right.
The salesman goes up to my brother and my mom and goes, let's go to the Husky section.
No, you can't use that word. The Husky was the that was.
He still talks about that
you
today.
Can't be, Husky is. You want to be svelte. You don't want to be Husky.
So, you know, there now where you're. God. There's no like the reverse of you're not shamed. You're not. You're like glorified to That's be right. like it's okay
right.
to say I'm happy with my body and I'm 400. You know, I'm overweight,
right?
And you can't, you know, so is that good or bad? Like, there's a good and bad to everything. So now, as a result, people aren't encouraged at all to get in shape or eat right because it's okay mm-hmm. to be out of shape.
We've gotten to this place, though. 77% of these young people are basically ineligible for military service. Mm-hmm. You think about our grandfathers hitting Omaha Beach.
Oh gosh,
they had a Camel in their mouth. You know, Camel cigarette in their mouth.
Camel in their mouth. I'm thinking, man,
they had a Camel cigarette in their mouth, and they had a pint of whiskey in the tin and a Schaefer. And those guys in World War II were like the toughest people I ever knew in my life.
That's right. And they were 19, 18.
Right. And they were wiry, and they would work like 19 hours a day and come home and eat meat and drink wine and, I mean, whatever. And the thing is, we are soft, man.
It's not a good. It's a good time to attack us.
It sure is. But you know what? A lot of the other countries are soft. The world is soft. I mean, there's who's the big tough country?
Well, you know, good point. You think Russia, but their people aren't. They're fleeing for the borders.
Oh,
they don't want to be a part of Putin's army.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's the pride?
I went to this really hit me a few years ago. I went to Dollywood.
Nice.
It's like Myrtle Beach in the mountains.
I love it.
And we're at the park. Mm-hmm. And my wife, some families from Dallas, and the kids, and I almost got run over about 100 times by. Now I probably can't say this.
You mean one of the carts?
The carts.
Yeah. I got
the carts.
I got nicked in the Achilles by a cart.
And I never saw so many carts in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so the diet, lack of exercise. Leads into medical issues, mm-hmm. higher premiums.
Right.
You know, it's just a vicious cycle.
Right.
And to me, like, we grew up with Jack LaLanne on TV.
Jack LaLanne, that's right.
Right.
He had the unitard on.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
He was very
svelte.
Form-fitting.
He was form-fitting. But, it was like, okay, you want to arm wrestle, you want to run.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you know, everything was an athletic competition to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's not as much pride in just being in somewhat decent shape.
When you were in school, did you ever have the ropes?
Oh, yeah. Couldn't do the ropes or the flip.
The ropes
and the pegboard?
The ropes and the pegboard.
Couldn't do it.
Now that is, I'm telling you.
The little guys were good.
Like me.
I didn't want to say that. But
I mean, I'm a little relative to you.
Yeah.
And that's it. Let me tell you something. The ropes, this is how far back I can go. This is the 70s. So safety was not paramount.
Right.
That we had the ropes, and these were not little ropes. These were not clotheslines.
They went to the ceiling,
they were
5 inches around.
They're the things that like you pull the ship to the to the pier.
The Titanic.
Exactly. We had ropes in our PE class, gym is what we called it, right?
So
we
speaking had
the,
of gym.
Speaking of gym. We had the ropes, and do you know what they had underneath the ropes?
Nothing.
Wrestling mats.
Oh yeah, those thin ones with the little the gray ones.
And when you go up, 19 feet, no helmet,
right?
No, you're not like strapped on there like
no,
like emergency 51
and
rescuing
you get
somebody.
Rug burned between your legs. I mean, carpet rope burn between your legs. No.
No, because I climbed.
When you slide down, you didn't get rope burn.
Who slid down?
How'd you get down?
Climbed down.
Do you climb down?
I went.
Do you
up,
climb down?
Down?
Is there a thing?
Hands
climb
go,
down. Is
hand, that hands? Well, what am I going to do? Rappel?
Rappel.
I can't rappel.
You
I'm not on
rappel.
The side of a mountain.
Climb down. Climb down from there. You climb down from a tree. Do you climb down from a rope?
And the pegboards were amazing.
I couldn't do any of those things.
You know who could do that stuff? Wrestlers, man.
Little guys could do that stuff. Yeah, I couldn't do that. I could run.
I want to put a pegboard at my house now. I want to like build a pegboard because
really?
you'll get super strong. Super strong.
Yeah, could you? You got to get started though. Like
you got to.
You got to cheat. You got to put your feet on the wall. Your wife wouldn't like it. She wouldn't go for it. It would ruin the wall.
Well, they got climbing walls now, right? You can go up. You can do the climbing. Thing,
yeah,
you put
and
the
you
chalk
climb down.
Chalks on your hands.
Yeah, I guess you do climb down.
What you do is usually my understanding of the climbing wall is you go all the way to the top of the wall, then you rotate 180 degrees and climb down.
Like head first. Yeah. It's like Bugs Bunny when the plane's getting ready to crash and it runs out of gas.
Correct.
5 feet from the ground, they jump out.
Correct. 704-570-1110 News Talk 1110-993 WBT. We need a WBT pegboard to climb.
I ain't climbing it.
We're going to do it. American Ninja. Boomer Von Cannon. Climbing the ropes.
Yes.
I think they were teaching us all how to be jewelry thieves. Go up the side of the house. Read the obituaries and what date the funeral is. That's when you rob the house. All right, Boomer Von Cannon on the roads.